You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Welcome to the show. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is a morning after show. My name's still Osvaldo Perez. And stick around because we have Jeff Obi here. Obi Kenobi from MG Graveyard. So, yeah, he's going to play a couple of songs live, so stick around.
Found. What's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news, as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca. Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Flaming Angels Boutique, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl, and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
So we're back here, 101.9 FM. Welcome to the show. This is the morning after show. And we have here Jeff. Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Oh, I'm always good, Oswaldo. Always good.
Cool. Yeah, thanks for dropping by here. We started the show with Dead in Vegas. The song was Girls, and that's from that film Lost in Translation. And then we listened to a band called MSMR from the city Candy Bar Creep Show. We heard the song Bones. And Annika, this is a German girl. That's where we're listening there in the back. It's a Bob Dylan song, Masters of War.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's the election at the USA election today, so Masters of War, I think, is a very appropriate song for the people that are running there. But the song that we heard was called No One's There. So, pretty cool German girl. So Jeff plays in a band called MG Graveyard, which it's pretty new, but you guys have been doing a lot of shows and gathering some fans here and there, and so
yeah for the past year we've been playing around Vancouver, such venues as the Roxy, the Cellar, the British X Service Men's Society, which is put on by CITR Radio,
mm-hmm.
and Van Music. We have an upcoming show this Friday. It's going to be our EP release party at The Woods. That's at 2nd in Ontario. And then also another show on Monday, November 12th at the Railway Club.
Cool. It's the first EP. What's the name of the EP?
It's just going to be a self-titled EP.
Self-title? How many songs there?
There's going to be 5 songs on it. 4 that we recorded at Boomtown Studios and 1 we did at Almost Blue Productions.
Okay, cool. Are they all originals, or are you gonna put a cover there?
No, they're all originals, Oswaldo. No covers.
No?
I know how much you do enjoy our cover songs when we play them.
No, these guys are also very versatile. No, you kind of like adjust the rhythm of your songs to the bands that you're opening or headlining to. No.
Yeah, we played everything from metal shows and opened up for metal bands to jazz six pieces, just playing instrumental, and then good old-fashioned rock and roll.
Yeah.
And blues performers. We just try to keep current with all the music that's coming out in this city and be able to be adaptable with it.
And on the EP, is it like more bluesy funk music, or...?
It's a little bit of everything.
Oh, yeah?
It's a mix match. It's got a hard rock, funk, blues, rock and roll. We just wanted to put a little taste of everything that we're doing in it.
Okay.
And then it'll all transfer over to our album, which we'll be working on throughout the winter.
Cool. Okay, well, let's listen to a song, no? Should we play something of the EP?
Yeah, this song is called On the Low. It has yet to be released, so this will be the first listening of it for everyone out there.
Cool. It's world premiere.
Yeah,
awesome. We like world premieres here on the Morning After show. So this is MG Graveyard, and we'll be right back. Jeff has a guitar, so he'll do a couple of live songs here. So that's MG Graveyard playing there. So On the Low, no, is the name of the song?
Yeah, On the Low.
Cool. So this Friday you're playing with the boys from Devil in the Woodshack, no?
Yeah, Devil in the Woodshack, an amazing quartet now. Four-piece band, acoustic act from Vancouver here. We've been jamming together at open mics at This Place Hashery.
Yeah, actually today is This Place Hashery special election edition, I guess. So, yeah, it's going to be really cool tonight. Open mic is at This Place Hashery. That's 3293 West 4th Avenue. So if you're around, check it out. It's really cool. You guys also play for that anniversary that we have. That was really cool.
Yeah, that was a fun night. Live stream podcast, place was busy. It was a great time.
Yeah, it was a great party. If you missed that, you can always check it out at citr.ca. Just go to the podcasts and then the morning after show. You can see all the shows that I've been doing from a long time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool. So let's do a song, no? You want to do a live song?
Sure, why not? Let's see how this one goes.
What's the name of this song?
I'm going to play a song called Roadside. It's a little bit more of a blues song. Wrote it up in Sun Peaks. And we play it with the band quite often. So it's a fun song to play.
So well, I'm a traveling man. I'm here to sell my soul. Been on the road a long, long time. Came to the folk to give them what's mine. Well, that man in red came up to me. Well, I said, I'm looking for eternal peace. He said, I'll gladly give that to you. Just play for me some righteous blues. Say, well, that all you want from me. I'll play until my fingers bleed. I'll play until the break of dawn. One need from these few sinful songs. So mad and red as my time come. For my soul to become undone. He said, I'll glad give that to you. Just play for me some righteous blues. Say, well, I'll give you what's mine. My heart, my blood, my soul, my mind. Just give to me eternal peace. Don't make me get down on my knees. So mad and wrecking I came here for. Well, I'm not just your musical whore. He said, I'll gladly give that to you. Just play for me some righteous blues. Yeah.
Cool. So that was what's the name of that song?
The song was called Roadside.
Roadside. And how's the writing process in the band?
We just jam. I mean, this Sunday is normally our main jam day, and then people just come in with different licks, different riffs. We just start playing all along together, and the songs get created. There's really no set standard to the way that we write. It's just everyone is collaborative, and we're all our own artists.
Cool. So how did you guys met each other?
Well, three of us had met up in Sun Peaks. We were all living up there snowboarding. That's kind of where this band comes from. We all just have a love of snowboarding, riding, and music. So we started playing up there. Myself, Jess Goldstein, our lead guitarist, and Aaron Diodati, our bass player, we're all living up there. We ended up playing and moved down to Vancouver. Jess was friends with our drummer, Kevin, Moser, and we just started jamming all together.
So where's Sun Peaks?
Sun Peaks is up in the interior of BC, just outside of Kamloops. Just a little mountain resort. It's a fun one to go to.
Yeah.
It's nice dry snow, so all you snowboarders out there, the winter's coming up. Go check it out and have a drink at Bottoms.
Cool. So you guys are like hardcore snowboarders or what?
Yeah.
Snowboard band then?
Yeah, we're a snowboard band. I mean, we've all been riding for most of our lives on snow, and it's just a big love and passion that we all have.
Cool. So you're going to do like a resort tour, something like that, like a ski going through all the mountains? And
yeah, that is a plan that we are working on right now. Whistler should be coming up pretty soon in the next couple months. Just have to go up and just confirm a few more dates, and then we want to do some interior stuff at, well, Sun Peaks, because that's really where the band was born.
Mm-hmm.
And then Revelstoke, because, well, the mountain there is just awesome. If we can just ride and play music the rest of our lives, we're going to be pretty happy.
Yeah, that would be cool, eh? Let's play some Furious, no? We have a show with Los Furious last Saturday. It was pretty cool. Well, you played with Los Furious before and Jackie Treehorn.
Yeah, they're a fun band.
Yeah.
Good ska band.
Yeah, pretty cool. Okay, so let's listen to a song called Situation Critical. Again, let's dedicate this to our brothers down south. And we'll be right back. You're listening to 101.9 FM.
Another young man down. We're gonna burn this city right to the ground. Situation out of control. Situation critical. Situation out of control. Situation critical. Money for food to eat. No, we ain't got jobs. No, we ain't got heat. Now it's rich man, poor man, beggar man, thief. While the tension's rising in the street. Situation out of control. Situation critical. Situation out of control. Situation critical.
So that's Los Furious with Situation Critical. Next we're going to put a Mexican band called Mama Pulpa. Going to start sending shoutouts for the people that are listening there, especially in Mexico. So say hello to Leon the bass player, one of the bass players of Mama Pulpa. He was here in Vancouver, so big shout out, big hug to him all the way to Mexico. And some of the people that are listening, no?
Yeah, all those people listening in. Anybody in Ontario out there? Hi, Mom. and all those in Vancouver tuning in today. You know, just great to have you on.
Jamie's listening there.
Hi, Jamie.
Also, hey. Let's see who else we got here. John Prentice too, like one of your biggest fan.
John, he does a lot of pictures and videos for our band, so you can check a lot of those out on YouTube and our website's Facebook page. Website mggraveyard.com with all up to date info with upcoming shows and everything that's happening in our band right now.
So what's the name? It's MG. What's the MG stands for?
MG, it means Morrison Garages, just like the old classic cars. We came up with the name. Our jam space is out in Delta, BC. And the owner of the space has about 15 old MG cars just rusting away. So it was the MG Graveyard, and we felt that was a suitable name for our band.
Cool. Yeah, it sounds funky. Okay, so let's listen to Mama Pulpa. You're a little political today, so let's put this song called Mal Gusto, because in Mexico also the politicians are really dirty. There was a fraud there last time. So we're going to put that, and then we're going to play a song from a band from Spain called Scape. This is dedicated for all our ska friends that are listening there in Mexico City. Or Mexico in general. We have some friends in Monterrey too, so yes.
Sí, para hablar, señoras y señores, hablar de lo que nunca hablamos, del mexicano que nos daña, nos daña, nos daña, nos daña.
Qué mal gusto le muestran ustedes paseándose en sus Mercedes. Hasta aniquilar.
Qué mal gusto demuestran aquellos que se tiñen de rubio y que se sienten más bellos. Los que creen que pueden juzgar por tu tono de piel o tu forma de hablar. Qué mal gusto demuestran dejándonos ver que lo único que quieren es dinero y poder. Qué mal gusto.
Señoras y señores, hablar de lo que nunca del mismo. que nos daña, ha dañado y seguirá dañando. De ese hay que hablar hasta aniquilarlo, sin importar su posición social, profesión ni jerarquía. Tanto que pierda esa energía, ese disque ingenio mal canalizados, que solo los usa para fastidiar al prójimo y que cada vez hunde más y más a este país, matando sus esperanzas y trayendo lamentables consecuencias que vivimos a diario.
We'll be right back. likes butts. He skanks when he struts. No one told him never to be rude.
Boy,
he dresses like a gangster.
He wrestled with an hamster.
He's here to get you all in the nude.
Boys
and girls,
it's not just this scene. Well, it's sure on your radio. Scotty, Scenic Drive, Monday, 11 a.m. to noon. 101.9 FM, CITR Vancouver.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Flaming Angels Boutique, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, The Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl, and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
So we're listening there to Tyranna Horse, because we have a Prophecy song there on the line. Hey, Prophecy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, Oswaldo?
I'm doing okay. So you have a big news to announce to the people?
Yeah, I'm going on a small tour, a solo tour, as of next week. I'm heading to Calgary for a noise festival called Soundosaurus, and then I'm playing a couple shows in Alberta.
Okay, so what's this this festival about?
Yeah, the Soundosaurus. It's a festival that celebrates and promises to try and showcase experimental artists. There are 9 different performances from international artists. One of the big names, which I am so excited, to meet these guys, they're Matmus. They are 2 guys that have collaborated with Bjork.
Uh-huh.
I'm opening the festival, so I'm pretty excited about that, pretty proud. I'm really excited to meet these guys. So basically the festival is an experimental festival. There's lots of different types of electronics being played.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to focus on the voice. And yeah.
Cool. So are you going to bring your theremin too? Or?
Yeah, I will. I'll be bringing my theremin. I'm going to start off my performance with that and probably end off the performance with some throat singing.
Cool. So yeah, it's just like you're going as Prophecy Son then?
That's right. I'm going solo. I'm pretty excited about being able to have this opportunity.
And who else is on the bill? That sounds like a pretty cool festival.
I'm just pulling up the artists right now. There is Lindsay Sorrell, Christina Nader, Mudzit. They're from Edmonton. There's Matmus. There is Signal to Noise. And then there's Nimelin, who is on the same label that I am, on Panaspria.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing a European tour.
Cool.
Yeah, so lots of experimental people playing. I'm really thrilled and proud that I'm just going to be sharing the same bill as these guys. So, yeah. And it's the first time I'm ever going to play outside of the Lower Mainland. It feels as Prophecy Sun, so I'm pretty excited about that.
Oh, yeah? Cool.
Ah.
When is that exactly?
That is November the 15th, so that's next week. I fly off, I do a sound check, and I do a show that night, and then I'm heading from there to play solo in Lethbridge, and then 2 shows in Edmonton.
Cool.
Yeah,
okay, well,
and then I'm right back on the Tuesday, so it's going to be a quick 5-day tour, basically doing a show every night.
Okay, well, let us know how it went.
I will. Yeah, thanks.
Cool. Well, thank you for giving us a call, Prophecy.
Yeah, thanks, Oswaldo. I hope you're having a good afternoon, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Cheers.
Okay.
Good luck.
Bye.
Ciao. That Prophecy song.
She's got a nice voice on her.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting, the projects that she does. So yeah, you should check her out. Okay, so we're here with Jeff. So we should what should we do? Should we play a song from the CD, or you want to play one live? Or
We'll just play one from the CD.
Okay.
Why not? Because soon to be released on this Friday, November 9th at the Woods. It's going to be one great party with some amazing acts. The song is called Hangman's Graveyard. It's a little bit more of our rock style.
Cool. Yeah. Title is cool. So let's listen to that. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show. So that's the
Hangman's Graveyard.
Cool. I just saw a film yesterday, The Coach, Great Expectations, you know, by Dickens, the novel by Dickens. They make they did a screening from the old film. I think it's from 48 or something, like black and white. So that song, I don't know, it reminds me there because there's this scene in the graveyard and
there's
hangman in that time. What was the inspiration for that?
It's written, the actual lyrics are written by our drummer, Kevin. We had a dog in our band that we had to,
hang
say goodbye, had to say goodbye to. And it was written about the Hangman's Graveyard, so it was about our band, once upon a time band dog named Cheech. You can see him in some of the photos up online at mggraveyard.com.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. So also this Friday, the Crobots are playing at the British Ex-Servicemen Association with Early Klaus and Jiffy from Anything But. So should put a song from these guys, the Crobots. This is live at the Biltmore. We'll be right back here at 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
So those are the Crobots. Yeah, they sound good, eh?
They're pretty rocking.
Rocking band.
Solo piece in the middle there.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to be playing this Friday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association with Early Clouth and Jiffy. It's going to open there. So, yeah. What else? Let's play some Quit the City. Or you want to play a song first? Let's do a song, a live song, no?
All right, I'll do a last song. And I know Oswaldo likes funk, so...
Yeah, let's funk it.
Let's funk it up. So well is the inspiration found in the creation when there's devastation in another new world nation. So skill around tom 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 pa do wa deal around tom 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 pa day. Skill around da ba ba pa do wa deal around pom pa day. Oh, skill a beep bop a do wop do wop deal around pom pa day. Ha ha deal around tom tom pa do wa deal around pom pa day. How they found hip-hop, found the next state of punk rock, the era of jazz and blues, it's soul through and through. So skill around dum 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 pa do wop deal around da 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 pa day deal around pa 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 do wop deal around pom pa day. Reach down to your heart, this is just the start. Oh, way to find the soul of a nation that's taking its toll. So skill around, bum 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 pa do wop, deal around, da 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 pa day. Skill around, da 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 pa do wop, deal around, bop pa day. I'm skill a beep bop pa do wop, deal around, bum pa day. Ha ha, deal around, da 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 pa do wop, deal around, da pa day.
Cool. What was the name of that song?
Well, it's pretty simplistic. We just call it Scat. We haven't come up with a better name, so we'll just name it Scat.
Skank?
Scat.
Ah, Scat. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, that's fun. Thanks for having me on, Oswaldo.
No, it's cool.
Great time.
So you're going to be doing a full LP by the winter?
Over the course of the winter, we'll be working on some more songs and work on the full album. In the background here, you hear one of our older songs is called Ticka Ticka. Because, again, we're so original with our names, we just name them what they're called. As they sound, we name them. We'll be working with Cody Taylor at Boomtown Studios down in Surrey to record our album, and maybe even with the band that we'll be playing with this, one of the bands that we're playing with this Friday called the Pink Slips. Mm-hmm. We might do a little bit of collaboration with them and see what we can come up with.
Cool.
And we'll also be playing again with the Pink Slips on November 12th at the Railway Club. They're a Burnie B band and play around the city, so we've become friends, neighbors of mine. I live out in the Burnaby area.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, so
cool. Yeah, so check out these guys, mggraveyard.com, no?
mggraveyard.com. You can find us pretty much all over the internet by typing MG Graveyard in. YouTube, Facebook, Reverb Nation, SoundCloud, Bandcamp.
And the CD's for sale now, the AP, or?
It'll be for sale on Friday when we're playing at the Woods.
Okay.
We'll put it on sale then and pick up your coffee and come rock out with us at our party. Again, we'll be playing with the Pink Slips, as I just mentioned, Devil in the Wood Shack. They're going to be helping open up the show, as well as the Specialties are going to be doing a acoustic performance at the beginning of the night. That should be pretty exciting. They're full out rock and roll, and to hear them do an acoustic set will be quite entertaining.
Cool. Okay, well, let's listen to Quit the City. No, they have a brand new CD also called Quit the City, actually. Just quit. Self-titled. Yeah. A lot of bands do that, eh?
Yeah. Well, for the first EP or LP, it's a...
It's cool. Of. Okay. And let's give away some tickets to check out the Pack AD with No Sinner and the Valentines for November 23rd. So we'll play some of the Pack AD afterwards. So, or maybe No Sinner. So give us a call here, 822-2487, 822-2487, 822-CITR. CITR?
Pretty quick, aren't I?
Yeah, let me just get the song going.
I get up while you stay down.
So that's Quit the City. Have a new CD there. We're going to send more shout-outs to Arlene in Vernon and to Alexei in Mexico City. He's asking for some songs. I don't know if we're going to have time to please everybody here.
Yeah.
I want to also congratulate Max for winning the tickets for the PAC AD, the fastest speed dial.
Yeah,
in the West. No, it's probably have a CITR on the speed dial, so just press a button and.
No sooner did Oswaldo finish saying it, the phone is already ringing.
Yeah, so pretty cool. So there's another gig that you're gonna be performing on November 17. It's kind of like a private party, but it's still there's a room open for people. So. It's in the cover, so if people want to check MG Graveyard if you miss the show on Friday on November 17 at the Regal Beagle, which is there on West Broadway, Kitsilano, no?
Kitsilano area, yeah.
Kitsilano area. So that's November 17, and that's an early show, so starts at 8. So
yeah, it's going to be a fun one.
It's going to be a fun night, yeah, for sure. Some drink, some food there. In the Kitsilano area. Today also in Kitsilano, the Displays Hatchery open mic. Also a great party for Tuesdays.
Yeah, it's always a fun time. I've been going down there now for the last year or so. Or since you started.
Oh, somebody was trying to call here. Okay, the telephone number again is 822-2487, 822-2487, 822-CITR. Maybe some of your fans want to talk to you.
Maybe. See. Well, I know Kevin out there, our drummer's listening in. So, hey, buddy. Get out of bed. It's already almost 1 o'clock. You could have came down here with me. Actually, most of my band's in bed right now. So.
Oh, yeah.
Late nights.
Cool. Okay, so I'm going to play now Caracol, which her real name is Carole Facal from Montreal. Really love this girl. She's really talented. So we're going to play a song from her. We'll be right back to see what decide what we're going to do next.
Play that strange. Tonight.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveVan.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Come to Kansas West on Saturday, November 17th, from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the W2 space at 111 West Hastings Street. Presented by Broken Pencil Magazine, $5 at the door gets you a prison issue of Broken Pencil and access to a variety of underground zines, comics, and micro press books for sale. We've got a panel of activists, writers, and artists discussing the relationship between controversy and art, and you won't want to miss our Real Vancouver Writers series either. Plus, we're bringing back the 1-2 punch book pitch, where our judges will tell you what they really think about your book idea in front of a live audience. For the complete festival lineup and to buy advance tickets, visit www.brokenpencil.com/canzine-vancouver or look us up on Facebook. Sponsored by Discorda Magazine, that magazine from CITR 101.9 FM. Look out for Discorda at Canzine West and check out Discorda on air Tuesdays, 4:30 p.m.
So we're back here. We're almost reaching the end of the show, but let's play Devil in the Wood Shack.
Yeah, because we'll be playing with them on Friday. So if you're like the sounds of Devil in the Wood Shack and us MG Graveyard, you should come on out. It's gonna be a great time.
Cool. So
the Woods, second in Ontario Street. I just want to say a big thank you to Oswaldo here for having me on the show today.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for dropping by.
And to all the listeners out there, I hope you've enjoyed. And check us out at mggraveyard.com.
Yeah, yeah. mggraveyard.com. So we're going to dedicate the Devil in the Woodshack song to the people in Oregon that they are voting for the Measure 80 for legalizing marijuana.
There we go.
And they're winning. So, probably be legal in Oregon soon. So, yeah, let's put this song. It's called Tiger Heart.
Songs whenever we can, we write them down. Cause I might be a day when I'm old enough to sit right there and never get up. There might be a day where I just cannot stand. There might be a day when I'm old enough and my fingers don't work and my throat keeps up. There might be a day you can say I told you so.
So that's Devil in the Woodshack. Pretty cool guys. They've been here on the show too, yeah. Playing some live music. So we got like 6 minutes left on the show. So I don't know what should we do. You wanna do another song? Play another.
Do one more song.
Acoustic.
Let's see what I can play here.
What about the Rendezvous song? That's a cool one.
The Rendezvous.
Rendezvous.
Which one is that?
The Midnight Rendezvous.
Oh, Late Night Rendezvous. Yeah. Yeah, I could do Late Night Rendezvous for you.
Cool.
And it's exactly how it sounds. It's the Late Night Rendezvous. She said that emotion needs. She said I'll make her heart go beat. I wanna shake her sheets and make her scream. She's my sweet baby rock and roll. Oh, heartache all she'll get from me. It's heartbreak I can't bear to see. I wanna shake her sheets and make her scream. She's my sweet baby rock and roll. Takes big tolls on me. It's late at night, I can't bear to sleep. I wanna shake her sheets and make her scream. She's my sweet baby rock and roll. Why don't you shake your hips and start to move? Kiss your lips, baby, and feel the groove. I touch your body, I see the trance. In this eyes, baby, let's start this dance. I wanna shake your sheets and make you scream. Shake your tree, baby, give it what you need. My sweet baby, you're my sweet baby, you're my sweet baby, rock and roll, rock, rock and roll. She's my, she's my, she's my late night rendezvous. Yeah.
Cool. Awesome. So, yeah, we reached the end of the show. So, thank you, Jeff, for sticking around. So, recapping, you have your show on Friday.
Show this Friday, November 9th at the Woods with Devil in the Woodshacks, Pink Slips, and the Specialties. November 12th, which is the Monday coming up at the Railway Club with the Pink Slips. And then November 17th at the Regal Beagle.
Yeah, Regal Beagle show is going to be cool, too. And also this Friday at the British X, the Crowbots with Early Clouth and Jiffy are going to be performing. Tonight, the open mic at this place, Hatchery, 3293 West 4th Avenue. So let's going to leave you with Ariane Moffat, another girl from Montreal. Really cool, too. So this is like a remix version. And I'll see you next week. We'll have a lot of guests next week, I think, so stick around. It's gonna be really cool. Next is Alex with the show Mantis Cabinets.